says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day.
Welcome, folks.
Long. I can catch catfish from dusk.
You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. Here on February 2nd, 2017, I'm James Kelso, and along with Paul Fromm and George in Maryland, we host this live show Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, in which we cover the biggest event of any of our lifetimes, the biggest political event, that's for sure, and that is the Trump phenomenon, which we very happily named our program after these many months ago when we started this show. Sure, well, confident that Donald Trump was going to make it, sure that he was the real deal, and here we are. He does turn out to be the real deal, and he did, in fact, make it. So thank you, folks, out there. Some of you have been with us the whole way. George and Paul, welcome again this evening.
Well, glad to be here. So much news here in Europe about Trump. I've been in France and Germany. I'm now in England. The near hysteria, it was funny. The president of Siemens, that's, of course, a big engineering and German company with investments all over the world, a kind of a dweeby-looking guy, denounced Trump's President Trump's decision to keep out refugees and visitors from seven Islamic countries. And this guy's name was—he really looks like a weed, but Joe Kaser. And he was really upset with Trump. He said he wants America to remember that it became great through immigrants. I hope that this great country will recall what made it great. Well, it became great because of the European founding settler people. It didn't become great by bringing in hostile elements or unproductive elements from the four corners of the globe. That's what this fellow says.
Well, now, and folks, let's give a little preface here to Paul's words. First of all, Paul, welcome back to the program. You know, I mentioned to the audience last night, you are the most well-traveled assiduous worker in our cause, and so you're on the road a lot. It's wonderful to have you on the show, and extra wonderful to have you actually, as it appears from your comments, you're live from London, England. So this is great. You're our man on the street with a report on these things we've been saying about the Trump phenomenon affecting the European patriot scene. So this is great to get a firsthand report from you tonight, Paul.
It's indicative of the establishment that's in a state of almost catatonia. They're so blindsided by what President Trump has done. He went on to say, one must not mix up prudence with gestures of servility. That is, I mean, it's very unusual for big business leaders to criticize somebody like the president. Alluding to Germany's Nazi and communist past, he said, perhaps we Germans are a bit sensitive when it comes to walls and race. Well, Germany is a broken country. I mean, it's not economically amazing, but spiritually, it's absolutely dominated by lies and so on. I was told by a fellow fired high school teacher that German history now doesn't even, the high school students are not even told about the Communist Revolution or the Treaty of Versailles. History starts with the so-called Holocaust. So guilt-mongering, making Germans feel rotten, feel bad about themselves. That's what's going on, and Donald Trump is saying we've got to feel good about ourselves. Our traditions are good, our people are good, and that really makes these guilt mongers uneasy. And he says that Germans are sensitive to walls. Well, yeah, there's a huge difference. The wall built by the communists in 1961 was to keep their people in. The wall Donald Trump is going to build on the Mexican border is going to keep the invaders out. It doesn't keep Americans in. Americans are free to travel abroad whenever they want.
Remember that the history of the Berlin Wall, people trapped in the communist side of that wall risked their lives to sprint across the wall, and many people were shot, killed on the wall, and West Germans were eager to help them get over the wall.
It's when President Kennedy visited and said in Berlin, "Ich bin ein Berliner." Well, he actually got the grammar wrong. What he was saying is he's a donut, but the people got the message. What he meant was, you know, I feel for you, you know, I'm with you, Berlin. He was standing for freedom. The wall was meant not to keep, but was not to keep people from entering. It was to keep Germans in communist East Berlin or the German Democratic Republic or the GDR from leaving. They wanted to leave. The wall Donald Trump is going to build isn't to keep Americans in. It's to keep these Weasley invaders out.
When John F. Kennedy said "Ich bin ein Berliner," which does mean I'm a Berliner, which is a type of pastry. I'm a donut. He needed to say "Ich bin Berliner,"
but that's exactly right.
Yeah, but how little he would know when he said that back in that must have been around 1961 or 62. He said that. Yeah, that people don't know this. John F. Kennedy was a member of the America First Committee before World War II, and so was his father, Joe Kennedy. Yeah. But little would he know that sitting at his desk, because Donald Trump is now sitting at John F. Kennedy's desk in the Oval Office, the same desk under which John famously played for cameramen, that Donald Trump, espousing America First, these many years later, would be sitting at his desk in the Oval Office.
Yes,
eating a donut.
Yes, and suffering so much defamation from these people like Siemens, of course, are very happy with the globalist order in Europe, the European Union, which plays down nationalism. It was something I found out when I was here. There's a plan by the European Union to divide Europe up into zones, and it'll no longer be southern England or Normandy or Tuscany. It will be Zone 13 or Zone 15, and the idea is to make it easier for the invaders, so that they won't feel that they're coming to a different country. It's no longer Brittany. It's just Zone whatever 13. This is all part of the Kuhn-Hogg-Kalergi plan to basically replace the white people of Europe. And now the people are fighting back against that, of course, but that's what we see going on.
Well, now, how long are you going to be in Europe? When will you be back?
I'll be back on Monday night. Monday. Okay. So I'll be back on the program Monday. Depending on the schedule here, I can probably be on tomorrow night as well. But I was without. I was in a very remote area. Didn't even have internet for 4 days. So I was in, just about incommunicado. In fact, I had less internet access here in when I was in Germany than I did when I was in South Africa.
And folks, this would be a great night to say hello to Paul, and a bit of appreciation also for the fact that you must be up at about 2 or 3 a.m. right now.
It's after 2 in the morning, yeah.
Wow, thank you very much. While you were away, we have had a wonderful first 2 weeks of the Trump administration, and one of the things that has these our enemies tied in knots is not only his politics, but the fact that he has realized that the enemy is the secret tool that our enemies have used. This has been their hammer that they've used against us as the media. And Donald Trump has figured out how to bypass this established media. And let me play, if I may, a little clip here of Donald Trump. Let me find it here. This is an interview done on the Christian Broadcasting Network. Host David Brody. And interviewing Donald Trump. Here he is. This went online today.
No, he didn't do it. Just kidding. He loves Christian. He loves the evangelicals. Have you heard? Anyhow, part three of our interview with Donald Trump. There's a lot of people. I remember when we were in California on your golf course, a beautiful golf course, I might add.
That I may never see again.
I understand.
I may never see it again.
Which is disheartening.
It's okay. Sorry, we're doing something much more important.
We talked about you tweeting at the time, and I'm wondering nowadays as president, what's the filter here? I mean, are you calling this out? Are you doing it yourself? How does this work now?
Well, the media is very dishonest, and if they were honest, I wouldn't bother doing it because I wouldn't have to do it because I could call somebody up and I could give them the information, or I could issue a press release or something, or I could have some kind of a conversation. Look, I've had conversations with the media. I think I understand the media. Nobody really understands the media, in all fairness. But I've had conversations with people where, rather than Twitter, I will call and give them information that on a message I want to get out, mm-hmm. and the message will be totally distorted. And I'll call up, I'll say, that had nothing to do with what I told you. Well, I sort of thought this. I would tell you strongly, I think I'll soon be over 50 million people between Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and, you know, the different things.
Do you call it out to folks?
For instance, I could also go right into the White House, but mine is much better. I like At Real Donald Trump because we use POTUS, right. But I like At Real Donald Trump. But the beautiful thing about it, it's really a modern day form of communication. Right. I can do in 140 or 280, or I can, you could extend them. All I do is dot, 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 right? And you extend it. So it really gets to be where you do have enough room.
You like the flexibility.
But generally just in the 140. But I can do messages around the media and get my word out the way I mean my word. I don't have to have the media distort my message because they go out of their way to distort my message. When the media takes my message, knows what my message is, and then writes it purposely so that it doesn't sound good, I'd rather do Twitter, and that's what I do.
There are a lot of folks that are going to want.
I like that.
You know, and he says it so well. And this is, of course, the problem you and I, Jamie, have faced since we first got into politics. It was a matter of trying to package a message, whatever it might be, in the hopes that the media might pay attention and that it might not distort it, and we use the right language so that they couldn't immediately seize on this or that. But what we came to realize is that with very few exceptions, and there were a few, but with very few exceptions, the media is Zionist-controlled and hopelessly biased. They won't give us a fair shake. They won't report what we say. It will always be editorialized, and it becomes part of a soap opera. And we're always the bad guys. As our friend David Duke has said, he's threatened repeatedly to go and try to change his name. He said, I may as well get a new first name, former Ku Klux Klansman, David Duke, because the media, even though he hasn't been in the Klan for two-thirds of his life, I think he left when he was 23. He's now in his mid-60s. It doesn't matter. The mass media simply wants to demonize him in a way they don't. The other side, and so Donald Trump's absolutely right. Most of the media will not give him a fair shake. They will not report. They want to editorialize to show he's a bad guy.
And they are. And what's been revealed here, just like the Wizard of Oz being exposed behind the curtain, the public. Not everybody has realized it fully yet, but it's there now for them to see. The curtain has been ripped aside, and there is the Wizard of Oz standing there operating, manipulating his megaphone, lying to everybody, and that it has been exposed that the media is not actually media. The journalists are not actually journalists. The newspapers aren't newspapers, and the TV news shows are not news shows. They are an arm of our enemy. And they know that. And one of the things that came out in WikiLeaks, of course, was the collusion between media people, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. It was the emails were we actually got the emails from heads of the DNC to top people in these newspapers and TV stations colluding on ways to smear or defame Donald Trump and ways to cover up crimes and weaknesses of Hillary Clinton. It was just right out in the open. They were operatives. And Donald Trump made the point in one of these interviews he did while you were away, Paul. We heard Donald Trump say, hey, how many people have been fired? How many people have lost their positions in the media after all of this corruption was exposed? Not a single one.
Yeah.
The organizations, this is part of their plan. They're not. This is not a corruption or, this is exactly, according to script, these people colluding with the DNC in the media, that is exactly the plan. The public got to see it in this election cycle.
And Donald Trump, part of the reason he won the election was he found a way around the lying scumbag media. And that is with the new technology, the Twitter, the Facebook, and so on. He was able to answer in real time. You know, when you and I were laboring in the trenches with the Birch Society and others, we get smeared. Okay, you run home and you type out a letter to the editor. It takes a day or two to get it in, and then the paper may or may not print it. But if it does print it, it's just a tiny little thing. There's no effect. There's no really effective way. To answer the smear. Meanwhile, they've gone on to something else, whereas Donald Trump was able to reply almost instantly. And he has shown the media, as he said, again and again and again, and this is one of the things I was saying to our German friends earlier in the week, I'll be saying to the London Forum this weekend, I've said all across Canada, one of the most effective things Donald Trump has done, and one of the reasons he's changed everything, is he said again and again, you liars. You there in the front row are liars. You're despicable people. You lie, you lie, you lie. And they do. And I think he's rightly undermined the credibility of a lot of the mass media.
Right. And he's used strong language like that, a liar. He just outright calls him a liar.
Because they are. It's not that they have a different opinion or they kind of got the facts wrong. It's not a different opinion. They lie.
Well, when you were last with us on the station here, Donald Trump had 16 million followers on Twitter. As I'm looking at his page today, he has 23.4 million followers on his Twitter page. So when he tweets, which just takes him seconds, as he just described, his tweet is picked up by 23.4 million people instantaneously. I love that. We got a little bit of a break here. Folks, call in. This is a chance to talk to Paul from 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
We're back, folks.
There's a man with a gun over there.
And something else we've been reporting, Paul, while you were away. The amazing developments all over Europe, but especially including the French presidential election. Marine Le Pen, we featured her in a speech that she gave in the European Parliament 2 days ago, back-to-back with a speech given by Nigel Farage, also to the European Parliament. And I played it, Paul. I played it in French to the audience because I wanted them to hear the anger, the fury, the determination in Marine Le Pen's voice. That communicates in any language. You don't have to hear the words. I translated the words for the audience, but only I paused and then translated. I wanted them to hear the fire in Marine Le Pen's voice, and the wonderful thing that all of these folks in Europe, like Nigel Farage and Marine Le Pen, they are openly saying in their speeches, how could we have even hoped for such a wonderful thing? They're saying we are going to take the Trump revolution that's happening in America and bring it to Europe. It's just wonderful to see this kind of transatlantic friendship and teamwork. That's what we've always needed in our white cause, is teamwork among white nations. It's been our biggest shortcoming for centuries, has been our lack of teamwork. The French and the British perpetually at each other's throats. and so on and so on, with all these other rivalries. Tom Sunick's a great expert on this. He constantly bemoans the fact that Europeans have historically had these grudges and these border wars, which have kept white people from realizing their common interests.
Well, that's right. Did you see the comments apparently by this horrific Jewish so-called comedian named Sarah Silverman?
Yes. And
call for
let's have us a coup.
A military coup to overthrow the fascist. I wonder who that would be. Donald Trump and his handlers.
His Nazi handlers. Thank you, Ms. Silverman. I've always wanted to.
But you know,
it, 10 million Twitter followers to wake up and join the resistance. Once the military is with us, fascists get overthrown. Mad King and I guess that's Donald Trump and his handlers go bye-bye.
Yes. Well, the I'll tell you what. Yes. Well, you know, and I you know, she joins Madonna in her speech to the Women's March on Saturday after the inauguration, you know, is proclaiming it loudly into the microphone, F you, into the microphone. This high-class kind of speech and this seditious speech, this criminal speech, actually, is, I'll tell you what, you know, Paul, let's just let them go wild, like the rioters in Berkeley. What they're doing, you know, on public display, on national television, they are discrediting completely what the shredded remains of the democratic, liberal mythos is being shredded by this vulgar, juvenile, criminal behavior. And any white people who can't see, you know, any white person with a modicum of intelligence is realizing, I don't want anything to do with these people.
You know, and you know, she is a real, I mean, everybody's entitled to a political point of view as far as I'm concerned, but she is a real vulgar Christ and Christian hater. She apparently put out a Christmas Day message on Twitter and Facebook calling Jesus gender fluid and making a vulgar joke about Santa Claus. She is on numerous occasions attacked, Christ and Christianity. She's entitled to her religious views, but you know, let's not, you know, confuse her as anything other than a twisted, hate-filled bigot. And I see something else here. Leftist comedian Rosie O'Donnell signaled her support for martial law to block Donald Trump's inauguration. I thought, wasn't Rosie going to leave the country? Didn't she say she was going to flee America if Donald Trump got elected? Apparently she's still waddling around, wagging her mouth.
Yeah, she was supposed to go to Canada, Paul.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Stay tuned, folks. Be right back. Like the show.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Well, that's us here at the Trump Phenomenon. A bunch of white boys looking for a place to do our thing. And we've got some callers here. Tim in Wyoming and Frank in West Virginia. Let us go to those callers now. Let's start with Tim in Wyoming.
Hey, James. Nice to hear the show tonight. I'm glad to hear the terrific trio is all together. So. That's a good thing.
All right.
Yeah. I had no idea, Paul, that you had been a, as you say, laboring in the trenches of the Birch Society at one time. And
before I became completely enlightened.
Completely enlightened. Wow. You've reached nirvana without anyone else knowing it, huh? I'm kidding.
We're always learning.
we'll all eventually reach that point. I was glad to hear that Nigel Farage gave his speech that he did to the European Commission or whatever European
Parliament
gaggle of Parliament, a group of goons, whatever you want to call them. Anyway, they I heard some laughter in the background, of course, but I also heard the cheering. When he told him off, he told him exactly what he thought of him, and And that was probably something that, well, of course, everybody knows it was something that should have happened a long time ago. And go on.
Well, Jim, pardon me for interrupting you, but what connecting your thought with Paul's thought about these regions, these numerical regions, you know, like region 13 or that kind of thing, or some nameless thing, I was unaware of that aspect of it, Paul. But connecting your thought with Paul's is the Schengen Agreement, which when the European Union nations signed the Schengen Agreement, they signed their own death warrants, because the Schengen Agreement is the thing that took away their borders, took away everything that makes them French or German or English, and makes them just a mush. And what's wonderful is that the French, they want out of this Schengen Agreement. The Dutch want out of it. The Swedes want out of it. The English are out of it. So this thing, you know, just as we came right to the edge of the cliff before we elected Donald Trump, our European cousins and British cousins, they too, they came right to the edge of the precipice before turning it around. And I guess Brexit would be the turning point, wouldn't you say, Paul?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Harry.
Yeah, I think you're right about that as far as they're realizing that the as you say, the cliff edge was coming closer, or they were getting closer and closer to it. They should have realized a long time before that, but of course they had no chance to say yay or nay. It was all done without their consent. The same thing as our elected representatives, you know, so-called representatives here were doing, trying to start the North American Union, North American Free Trade, I mean, the Free NAFTA did happen, but North American Union, North American Community, all these things that would have basically erased our northern and southern borders and the sovereignty of our nation as well.
Yeah, and now, Tim, you raised another very strong moral of the story point for us, and that is that when you correctly mentioned that this was done without our consent, but what was available to us all of these decades? What did we have right at hand that was available to us that we did? What tool did we not pick up? Politics. We did not run for office. Now, Paul Fromm has run. He realized this. He ran for office in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. And what we in the American Freedom Party, part of the reason we created the party is realizing that for all of our wonderful things we do in, you know, getting out information and educating and all that sort of thing, to neglect politics, to not run, not even run a candidate like Donald Trump, is a big, big mistake, because those and here's what Donald Trump has proved. One of the reasons we didn't run candidates, Tim, you know, I can speak from, you know, sort of the atmosphere within our movement, was people were convinced it was futile. It was too late, some would say. It was a waste of time, others would say. Donald Trump proves it wasn't too late. It's not a waste of time. And you can actually win if you run on a platform of those issues that your people support. Go to
I was just going to say, I'll let you finish your thought, though, and I was just going to.
Well, yeah, then it was done without our consent, but we have to look in the mirror and take some of the blame. You know, you have to be proactive, you know, not just waiting for them to ask you, do you want this? Do you want that? Realizing that you're being boxed out by all these rats and communists, run your own candidates. And so the moral for the story for our audience out there is, let's get hundreds more candidates running on the same kind of platform that Donald Trump has run under and proven that it wins. Run for Congress in your district. If you're in Paul Ryan's district, run on a Donald Trump platform against Paul Ryan. If you're in John McCain's district, run against John McCain. And of course, that goes without saying with all the Democrats and communists on the other side. But now go ahead, Tim.
Well, that's okay. I was about to say that, you know, having as you say, having been laborers in the Birch Society, as I was too, or as well, I should say, I realized long ago that constantly beating people over the head with pamphlets or trying to convince them of something was less effective than educating them on the issues. And that's what Robert Welch said. Education is the key. And
that's right.
That's the thing that it took me years to figure, to realize that he was right. He was right. I mean, I never met the man. I wish I had, but he died. Well, no, before I was ever aware of the Birch Society, he died, and I would have never had
another president of the Birch Society who died was Congressman Larry McDonald of Georgia.
Larry McDonald. And, Larry McDonald was 100% 100% on the congressional constitution score. That's right, and they killed
him. And,
knocked down an airplane to kill him by himself. Actually, a lot of people have said that airplane may not have been destroyed. They may have actually forced it down because there's never any wreckage found. You remember that?
Well, yes, there's still a lot of mystery around KAL-007, folks. Larry
right.
McDonald was on that plane. Congressman Steve Sims was scheduled to be on that plane but was not. But that plane was brought down. Larry McDonald, at the time, was the president of the John Birch Society, and he was also – Larry McDonald was proving the point that Donald Trump, these many years later, this the KAL-007 was sometime around 84, I think, 85. Trump is proving – Larry McDonald proved what Trump is proving again, that if you run on the issues our people care about, you can win. And so president. He was the president of the John Birch Society. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, I was just going to say this one last thing. The whole thing. I mean, this, as I say, Robert Welch and Larry McDonald as well both said the same thing: Americanism, not globalism. I mean, globalism wasn't really a term that was recognized as much as it is today. But then, when globalism wasn't in its infancy, but it was in its hiding stage more than anything
well,
else.
Now, most people notice what Trump went on. His number one issue on day one, which vaulted him ahead of Jeb Bush, on day one was immigration. Control the borders. That's what the
right.
people are screaming. Please control the borders. Make
right.
America great again. Perfect formulation. It's what white America wants. It's been wanting somebody to say that. Save our jobs here. Forget about this bogus free trade where we ship our jobs to Mexico and to China. And people have been begging for that. And when somebody runs on that, as Larry McDonald did, and as Donald Trump did, even more dramatically, much more dramatically, they win. So the moral of the story, we in the American Freedom Party, we're listening. So if anybody out there that wants to run, we'll run you as an American Freedom Party candidate. But you can also run within the Republican Party or any other vehicle. But run on the issues, as Donald Trump has demonstrated, works.
Hey, don't choose to run as a libertarian, because libertarians are just basically Republicans under the skin, and they're open border advocates on top of it. So, and abortion and drug abuse and prostitution, all the things that, I mean, I don't stand for any of those things. I don't agree with any of those things, but they want open borders. That's one of their main things. They want no borders. They want everybody to come here and be free here. Well, you can't be free if you don't have so what would this be? Just a free-for-all zone? It wouldn't even be the U.S. of A.
Now,
right.
That's
what we call it.
So I've argued with them in Canada, and they said, "Well, Paul, you get too upset about immigration. There are millions of Chinese who'd be very hardworking, who'd like to come to Canada. They make all sorts of contributions." I said, "Well, even if what you say is true, and even if there were jobs for them to do, it wouldn't be Canada anymore. It would be bloody Shanghai, and that's just not right." I knew Robert Welch, not very well, but I did meet him on several occasions. He was right about the importance of education, and I think the Birch Society did a fine job. The problem, certainly from our point of view, is they were very, very leery of race. And what we need isn't just to stand up against communists. We need somebody to stand up for for the European founding settler people of Canada and the United States, and the Birch Society didn't quite go that far. And I think they did a good job as far as they went, but I think today we've gone a lot farther.
Well, Tim, Birch Society member, Paul, Birch Society member, Kelso, Birch Society member. I think they recruited some good people.
And George, I guess you were a member as well at one time, or
only in my dreams. Quite old enough to be a Bircher.
You say you're not old enough?
Not old enough. Yeah, it's true.
I think you're older than I am, but I mean, I'm guessing But that's.
But anyway, a lot of good. A lot of us got started, and we could go down a long list of names that got started in the John Birch Society. But Paul hit the nail on the head there. Robert Welch's weakness was he did not want to. He wanted to address this whole thing as if it were anti-communism and not a fight for our race. And that was a big, very big fundamental mistake.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, no, I just thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt so much.
Oh, I was just about to say that, he made it. He wanted to be, I believe, of course, as I say, I never met him, never spoke with him, I've spoken with many people who have met him, but at the same time, they never said what they thought of how he thought. They said what he did and how he, the things that he believed. And when, just the beginning of the society, the name of the society, the John Birch Society, he was looking at freedom for the entire world. And I think that's what it's really all about is people rejecting the reins that have been put around, or the nooses that have been put around their necks, or the bits that have been put in their mouths, and the reins that are being used to direct them.
Tim, I think what really, at the time that Welch was leading the John Birch Society, we were looking at 30,000 nukes aimed at the United States by a communist Soviet Union. So it's very understandable. And John Birch was murdered by the Red Chinese. That's the history there. Robert Welch was motivated by an extreme attention to anti-communism. That's very understandable at that time. People like Paul and myself, as little children, during school, in elementary school, the teacher would go, bomb drill, and we would all jump under our desks in kindergarten, jump under our desk, and we were instructed to put our butts toward the glass, windows and cover our heads. And we were actually in a drill in case there was a nuclear strike from the Soviet Union.
Go on.
That was very real. So that kind of obsession with anti-communism was very understandable. But the more important issue, and thank goodness the Soviet Union fell apart on its own, wonderful. But now we can get down to the real issue, which is preserving our people. Hey, Tim, thank you very much. They're from the great state of Wyoming. I've got a couple bunch more callers here, so let me get to them, Tim.
Okay. Along. Have a good night.
Right. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Frank in West Virginia. You're on the air, Frank.
Hey. Yeah, what are the chances of this? You got another former Bircher.
Oh, my.
Isn't that something? during the phase when they were get the U.S. out of the U.N., I guess it was anti-communist because they're all communists that were the presidents of the United Nations. Starting with Alger Hiss, but that was a very educational, good phase of life. I wanted to comment on something before I called about one subject in particular, but I just want to back up what you said here before you got that last caller. You mentioned about some of these protesters out there at the inauguration and since then. And I laughed, and the thing I was reminded by the other day is what these people are like. It reminds me of this soldier, this guy who was in uniform in the coffee shop, and he had his hat and his old BDUs on, and he asked the, I never heard a guy say this before, more or less, somebody in uniform, but he asked the waitress if she would draw the picture of something on the back of his hat. It starts with a D. Let's call it a dunce, like a dunce hat, you know. You know, we're on public radio, and who knows who's listening. But the basic thing was, I thought, what? Back in junior high school, I know there are guys that were, like, degrading other guys and calling them, you know, dunce head, let's say. And it's ridiculous. I about went over to the guy and asked what the issues were. But anyhow, once this inauguration came on...
Frank, brother. We've got a break coming up. The music's going to override both of us. We'll be back right after the music. Stay tuned, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. I'm going to cut right into that song because we only got one segment left, and I don't want to leave people hanging here. Frank in West Virginia. Hey, a former Bircher like the rest of us here, I send you a salute, brother. I've got to get to the next caller, if that's okay with you.
Hey, I'll let you go, and I'll call back some other time this week.
Yeah, Frank, my apologies. Our show is so short that when you call in here, and please do, you pretty much have to package it into about 20 seconds. Okay. So thanks, okay. Thanks, my friend. Let's go to William in Montana. William, you're on the air.
Greetings, gentlemen. I'll be quick. There was a very important meeting in Budapest, Hungary, today of Putin and Viktor Orban.
Ooh.
And one of the things yes. that they really got down on it, because what's happening is the Ukraine, you know, Kiev government in Ukraine, is making a big to-do about violence in Donbass region and saying, oh, help us, they're coming, the Russians are coming at us again. And Putin went on and said, this is complete false flag, that, you know, they are completely duplicitous, because the Kiev government was totally supporting Hillary. They were saying bad things about Trump, and now they're starting to say, we're so happy that Trump, you know, got, you know, because we think he's really going to come down hard on the Russians and really help us. We really need a lot of money. And just total ridiculousness. And,
well,
and
they're sucking up. Yeah, they're
yeah,
sucking
and,
up.
And Putin is calling them out, and so is Viktor Orban, and saying, this, you know, why are they doing this? They're doing this because opposition is growing in Ukraine. And they're trying to say, no, there is no opposition. Everybody loves us. And so Putin was really taking a page out of Donald Trump's playbook,
well,
and saying, just go right to their throats, say what's happening. And it was incredible listening to both Orban and Putin, you know, really go after them.
This is wonderful, folks. This is I thank you, William. I was unaware of this, folks. A tremendous connection there. Race patriot Viktor Orban speaking directly with race patriot Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir Putin is going to be is already spoken with Donald Trump, but they will probably have a meeting somewhere in the next 60 days somewhere. So this is incredible good news, William, as the people with brains like Marine Le Pen and Nigel Farage and Viktor Orban and Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Wow. It's turning into a love boat. It's
yeah,
wonderful.
On another program, I'll go into some more details about that very subject, about Putin and Trump. There's more developments that I gleaned from the Moscow newspapers. I'll go into that later. It's also very good news.
Well, we've got a spot for you reserved tomorrow or any night you come on, William. It's wonderful to have you here. And the best news of all, the return of Paul Fromm. We hope your connection will be good tomorrow night, Paul.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Yeah, welcome back.
And if I can do something about this horrible cold I picked up, I'll be with you all tomorrow night.
Oh, well, that'd be wonderful, Paul. And thank you, George. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.